could the wilder Hondo Wayne you set and type at the shop?
The crack, they're called the crack, the storytelling. Now there's some epic stories about the chieftains a while long ago, and they're a bit too long at the moment to go into about. There's been Phil McCool and St. Patrick and all these things come. Yermud and Groen and all that. But anyway, I'll tell you a little short story, a true story. Now, long ago in Ireland, the parish priest dominated everything. He was the king and master of everything. He was even doing the policeman's job, which was unfortunate. And anything that wants, you go to himself, he'll tell you what to do. He's the best man to solve the problem. But I met this old couple. They had one son. They had a lot of money. But the son was helping to spend it because he was the most natural fellow you ever saw. He was out drinking and courting and boozing all night, every night of the week. And the parents were getting so worried that they went to the parish priest and asked him what could they do to stop the son spending the money. And the parish priest, of course, was a bit worried himself because they were good to him at Christmas and Easter. They gave him some money. So I said, go home and tell John that if he goes into the army for a couple of months, that you'll sign over the Farrington and you'll buy him out if he wants to be bought out after 2 months. And all John, of course, wanted was to get the Farrow. So he went into the army, and after 3 weeks he was fed up. He wrote his mother, get out. And she took the letter to the parish priest. And the parish priest said, leave it to me, I'll write John a nice letter. So whatever he put in the letter, he put, dear John, you've been a menace to your parents while you were home. I stayed in the army for 2 years. You'll be a better man when you get out of it. Okay, John stayed in the army, and after 2 years he came home. Meantime, his father died, and John took over running the farm. He never went near the church, he never went near the priest, he never went near the pub, he gave up women and everything. And 6 months after, the parish priest came to John's door one morning, and he knocked on the door and he said, John, good morning, Father. John, he said, I'm disgusted with you. Your father is dead 6 months now, and you never came to the church. You never gave me a collection, but your father always did at Christmas and twice at Easter. You never even had the decency to give me money to say a mass for your father. And John thought to himself for a couple of minutes, well, Father, he said, and this is the way I see it. If my father is in heaven, he doesn't need mass. If he's in hell, a mass is no good to him. But if he's in purgatory, let him serve his time, he'll be a better man.
Tens gotan da chuid alscan na hegan gaid is a bailachan joinu. Tá an taifat a shafu chopiart. Tá cosca da eusaid agus a discaipa gan chéad.